In the New Testament.
Peter 前书第一章第一节。
We'll read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、披堆尼聚居的。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood,May grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away reserved in heaven for you
我们再翻到第五章我们从第一节读到第十一节
And now we'll turn to chapter 5 and we'll read from verse 1 through verse 11
我这做长老做基督受苦的见证同享后来所要显现之荣耀的劝你们中间与我同作长老的人
Therefore I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊按着神旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意
Shepherd the flock of God among you exercising oversight not under compulsion but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
也不是瑕疵所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Not yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
说你们要
For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
说你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion.Seeking someone to devour.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world.
那是诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
To him be dominion, forever and ever. Amen.
我请我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你能够再次召集你的百姓一同相聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that you have gathered your people together before your throne once again.
在你复活早晨因着你生命从死里复活叫我们这些有指望的人能够过在地上过一个积极克里的生活。
And by your resurrection life that all of us may be able to live our lives here on earth as sojourners.
因此早晨我们愿意
And may we have a heart of seeking to come before your throne. And that you will continue to speak to your children through the Holy Spirit. Especially in these end times and these dark days.
常常用你的话来更新我们里面的灵, 叫我们里面的灵在那复苏起来。
And may you continue to speak to our spirit, that our spirit will be revived.
那面对明天, 面对将来的时候, 知道你实在是我们主, 你实在带领我一生的道路。
And that when we face tomorrow, we know that you are our Lord and you will lead us our entire lives.
因此当我们等候在面前的时候, 你实在是恩怜悯我们。
And when we see you again, may you continue to give us grace and mercy. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll continue to read the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. And this will be our conclusion for the book of 1 Peter. And
我们说彼得前书 在第一章里面很清楚告诉我们, 他是写信给那散居在
We see that he is writing the book of 1 Peter to those who are scattered in all of Asia. These were all those who originally were gathered in Palestine, who were God's people.
当他们信主蒙恩以后, 我们看见就开始受了逼迫。
And we see that after they believed in the Lord, they started to suffer oppression. At first, it was because of the Jewish religion. And then eventually, it became the Roman government itself that was oppressing them. And so because of this oppression, these Christians that gathered began to spread out across all the land. And they left the where they used to live
in the Jewish land.
So on one hand, because they left their homes to live abroad, they are aliens in the land. So they are apart from the promised land of the Lord where God promised the Israelites that they would live forever. But because of this oppression, they spread out across all of the land and they became aliens in the land.
So
from one point of view, they are all aliens in the places where they live because they aren't living in their homeland. But it also mentions that they are their spiritual condition as aliens living in the world today.
他们因信主耶稣基督, 他们蒙了神的救恩, 他们成为一般
So they are God's people, and they belong to the Lord. And so they are citizens of a heavenly kingdom. So when we see them here on earth, they're all considered aliens in this land. And their life also speaks to us who are Christians. Peter says they are born again with a living hope. They have obtained an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away. Because of this living hope, they are living as aliens in the world today. They're living a life as guests and aliens. So this life of living as an alien with a living because of this living hope This is the theme of
Peter.
So at the time of writing of this letter, the saints are living abroad in suffering through trials and oppression. So Peter writes to them that they are living in a time of trial. And this testing has come upon them.
在受苦难的当中，这些圣徒们，彼得是怎样把他们带，借这些苦难把他们带在主耶稣基督的面前？
So how does Peter, through their trials and testing, bring them before the Lord?
借着他们苦难，把他们带到主耶稣基督的受苦和这个经历里面。
He brings them to the Lord Jesus' suffering.
所以在书信里面一再提到主耶稣的受苦这一方面。
So throughout the whole book, Peter continually brings up the concept of the Lord Jesus.
在第二章那里讲到主耶稣基督的宝血羔羊的血。
In chapter 2, he talks about the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God's blood.
主耶稣的舍命流血，他的苦难。
That he gave up his life and shed his blood, his suffering there.
第二章说到他是被挂在木头上担当我们的罪。
It says that he hung upon the cross to take our place for our sins.
在第三章那里告诉我们，基督曾一次为罪义的代替不义的，为要把我们引到神的面前来。
In chapter 3, he says, Christ died once for all, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God.
在第四章说，要用基督受苦的心智作为一个兵器。
In chapter 4, it says, therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose.
所以从第一章到第四章，到 一再讲到主耶稣基督受苦这件事情。
So from chapter 1 through chapter 4, Peter talks about the Lord Jesus' suffering.
主耶稣的受苦成就神的救赎工作。
And the Lord Jesus' suffering has accomplished the work of the Lord's salvation.
叫神的旨意能够成全。
That his purpose may be fulfilled.
基督在肉身里面的受苦，使我们这些原来以 眼里神的人能够重新回到神面前来。
Jesus' suffering in the flesh allows all of us who were apart from the Lord to return to God.
我们原来活在地上是没有指望的人。
We used to live in the world with no hope.
因着主耶稣基督的受死受苦，成就神的救赎工作，把我们这些人一同带到神的面前来。
It is by the Lord Jesus' work and suffering that we can be returned before the Lord.
所以当彼得写信给这些信徒们的时候，讲到基督的受苦。
So when Peter writes to these saints and talks about Lord Jesus' suffering,
就让他们看见你们也要受这样的苦。
It allows them to see that they also should suffer.
所以他说，你们因着做基督徒而受苦，不要以为羞耻。
Says therefore, do not be ashamed of suffering as Christians.
倒要因这名把荣耀归给神。
It is to glorify God in His name.
因这个基督徒这个名把荣耀归给神。
To give glory to God in this name as a Christian.
因为基督徒正好说明我们在神面前蒙恩的一个光景，蒙恩的一个地位。
Because being a Christian talks about our position as being in the light.
所以彼得在那里一再劝勉他们说，你们要照神的旨意受苦，要一心为善。 要将我们灵魂交给那信实造化的主。
It says in 1 Peter chapter 4, therefore those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful creator in doing what is right.
他是我们灵魂的一个牧人，我们在他监督底下。
The shepherd of our souls, and we have to live under him.
所以到第四章末了，他告诉我们说，这我们要把我们自己的魂交给这位 信实造化主，讲到他是那创造主，讲到他是那信实的主。
And so we have to entrust our souls to the faithful creator. He is the one who created everything.
创造主就讲了一切生命都是从他而来的。
Speaking of him as a creator means all life comes from him.
他也是供应一切需要的主。
And he is the one who provides all that we need.
而这创造主他更是一个信实的主。
And this creator God is also faithful.
我们在他牧养底下，我们在他监督底下，他信实，他供应我们一切所有需要。
Under his shepherding and his guardianship, he provides for all that we need.
而到第五章，彼得他就 劝勉这些受信者。
And now in chapter 5, Peter encourages those who have received his letter.
他开头说,我这做长老,做基督受苦的见证,同享后来所要显现之荣耀的劝你们。
Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ.
彼得让我们可以看见在基督里的生活当中,
so Peter tells us that living as a sojourner in the world,
我们所做见证的是什么呢?
What are we witnessing of?
彼得他说我这个做长老是在做基督受苦的见证,
says I as an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ.
所以不仅我们在那里看见主耶稣为我们罪在那受苦受死,
not only do we see the Lord Jesus suffering and dying for us,
我们也愿意
but under His grace, we want to follow in His footsteps. And with this heart of suffering, we want to follow Him.
现在彼得说,我们在地上过继续的生活呢,是要为那基督的受苦来做见证。
So he says, as he's living as an alien in this world, we have to give witness to the suffering of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,这就是福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel.
我们当传扬神的福音的时候,就是要做见证,做见证我们主为我们罪受死受苦。
As we share the gospel, we are giving witness, and we're witnessing, or testifying of the suffering of Christ. So the Bible, how does it tell us of the Lord Jesus' suffering? When the Lord became flesh and came down to this world.
以赛亚53章来告诉我们,
in Isaiah 53, it tells us,
他被藐视, 被人厌弃, 他在受痛苦, 常经忧虑, 常经忧患。
He was despised and forsaken of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
神儿子有一天来到地上传神国的福音。
One day the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, came down to spread the gospel of the kingdom. He healed the sick and cast out spirits, and he did many miracles. But we see that the Israelites did not believe in him. He is the Son of God. And he was united with God the Father. But when the Lord said these words, I and the Father are one, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. So we see his entire life, Lord Jesus, was being ridiculed and oppressed by the
最后他们把他交在罗马巡抚比拉多手上来做审判。
Finally, they put him in the hands of Pilate to be judged.
虽然比拉多在那里三次宣告说我查不出他有什么罪来。
So although Pilate said three times that I find no fault with this man,
但最后他们仍然把他钉在十字架上。
In the end, they nailed Lord Jesus to the cross.
他被挂在木头上担当了我们的罪。
He hung upon the cross for our sins.
他一次为罪受苦,就成全神的救赎直到永远。
He died for our sins once for all.
弟兄姊妹,这就是整个福音的内容。
This is the entire content of the
gospel. 所以当我们在地上过去一刻里的时候,我们要看见在这个生活里面很重要一部分就是为基督受苦做见证。
So as we see, an important part of the gospel is to give witness to the suffering of Christ.
所以彼得一生在地上也是为基督来做见证。
So his entire life, Peter was witnessing for the Lord Jesus.
他不仅在为基督受苦做见证, 他说他要同享后来所要显现的荣耀。
Not only was he giving witness to the suffering of Christ, but also a partaker of the glory that is to be revealed.
主耶稣因着受苦担当了我们的罪。
Because of the Lord Jesus' suffering, he took our sin.
但是受苦不过是一个过程,不是一个目的。
But the suffering is just a passage, not the destination. It says, because of the suffering of death, the Lord Jesus was crowned with glory and honor. And so Peter says that we also will enjoy this glory. So what is the goal, the end point of the suffering? That is to receive glory. This is the witness that we are testifying.
所以福音是什么?
What is
福音不仅见证主耶稣基督为我们罪死了。
Not only the gospel testifying that the Lord Jesus died for our sins.
主耶稣不仅为我们的罪在那受苦受死。
Not only did the Lord Jesus suffer and die for our sins.
最后他被高举, 坐在宝座上,
in the end, he was raised up. Now he sits upon the throne and will receive glory and honor forever and ever.
所以得荣耀这件事情啊,
so this receiving glory is the end of...
这是我们得救的一个盼望。
This is the hope of our salvation. So Romans says, for in hope we have been saved. So in this hope we live our lives as aliens. And we have to suffer and for the witness of Christ suffering. To say that we as Christians no longer stand condemned, but in the end we will receive glory. First Peter shows us that suffering and receiving glory cannot be separated. So for all of these Christians who are in this period of Peter wants to show them that the suffering and the glory to come are together. So when Peter is witnessing to the suffering of Christ, if they can see the glory to come, then they can endure the period of suffering.
感谢主。 主把这样的见证托付给在彼得身上。
Give thanks to the Lord that he has given Peter this message to share.
彼得因着他也受苦的经历。
Because Peter also has this experience of
suffering. 所以他知道他有一天要同享主耶稣基督所得的那个荣耀。
So he knows that he also will receive glory with the Lord Jesus.
所以他能够忠心走这条受苦的道路直到路终。
So he can faithfully walk this path of suffering to the very end.
同样我们看见使徒约翰也是一样
So we see Apostle John also
在启示录第一章一开头他就告诉我们
In Revelation chapter 1
他说约翰你们的弟兄 在耶稣基督里面基督的患难国度忍耐一同有份
Says I John your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus
当时使徒约翰他是被放逐在拔摩海岛上
At the time, John was imprisoned on the island of Patmos. He was in a time of suffering. But not only was he partaking in suffering with the Lord Jesus, he also knew that he had a portion with the glory of the Lord Jesus. Because he saw this glory. He there could endure.
所以弟兄姊妹我们可以看见若是我们只是看见今天我们所遭遇的这些难处的话
If we only see the suffering around us today
遇到一些不容易的环境的时候
When we meet a situation that is difficult for us
我们若是没有看见将来我们所要得到的荣耀的话
If we don't see the glory that we are to receive
我们很不容易面对我们今天所遇到很多问题
We would have a lot of difficulty facing the trials we have today.
我想我还不是想到我们今天肉身上在生活上所遇到一些问题。
I'm not just talking about the physical problems that we may encounter.
乃是在服事里面所遇到一些问题,一些难处,一些艰难。
But also difficulties in our service as well.
为什么今天许多神的儿女好像在服事服事到一个地步的时候,他服事不下去了呢?
Why is it that some brothers and sisters, they serve and serve and they get to a point where they can't serve anymore?
因为他只看见苦,受苦而已。
Because they only see the suffering.
他没有把受苦和荣耀连在一起。
They have not connected the suffering with the glory to come.
但圣经一再让我们可以看见受苦和荣耀是连一再连在一起的。
But the Bible shows us that suffering and glory are connected together.
若是灾难为基督的名受辱, 这是一个有福的。
Blessed is he who is suffering for the name of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章讲到那个八福里面也是一样。
In Matthew chapter 5, the Lord Jesus talks about the eight blessings. Blessed is he who
为义受苦的有福了。
Yeah, blessed is he who suffers for righteousness.
因为他们在天上赏赐是大的。
Because for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以当彼得写信给这些做长老的，这些在教会里面当负责任的人。
So he says here, for the elders who have responsibility in the Lord.
这些好像在主的事情上有点受托付的人。
These are some people that have received a burden from the Lord.
在那一同为基督受苦做见证的这些人。
Those who also bear witness for the suffering of Christ.
让他们看见有一天他们要同享那个显现的时候。 要得到那显现，同享后来显现的那个荣耀，就是基督所要得的荣耀。And
these people will also be partakers of the glory that is to be revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们知道，神的话不是单单只是对少数人说的。We
know that God's word is not given to just a select few people.
神的话呢，是原则上是对所有神儿女说的。God's
word is given for all of children.
那是对那些一同在教会里面，在神的家一同服侍的那些神儿女们。
All of those in God's household who are serving together.
让他们看见,
to let them see.
当他们在地上过饥渴里的时候, 他们在为主耶稣基督的受苦做见证,
when all these people are serving together and living as sojourners in the land, that they bear witness to the suffering of Christ.
让他们看见受苦所带来结果,所带来最终的结局就是得荣耀。
To let them see that the end of suffering is to bring glory. Because this is the Lord Jesus' experience. So as we follow in His footsteps, as we are faithful to through God's will, as we do righteous deeds, we will suffer with
Him.
Blessed are this group of people.
这是神的一个恩典,
this is a grace from the Lord.
让他们有一天有能够以荣耀有份,
that one day they will have a portion with this glory.
所以他说你们这些劝你们中间也有同作长老牧养在你们中间神的群养。
So he says to them, shepherd the flock of God among you.
在教会书信里面只有彼得提到神的群养。
I think in the Gospels in the New Testament, only Peter talks about the shepherding.
我想这和他和彼得的经历有关系。
This is something to do with Peter's experience.
因为在约翰福音21章那里告诉我们。
Because in John chapter 21 it says,
在福音书里面记载，当主耶稣从死里复活以后，多次向门徒们、向妇女们显现。
It says, the Gospel tells us that after Christ's resurrection, He appeared many times to the saints.
约翰福音21章那么记载，当主耶稣复活以后呢，门徒们他们又回去打鱼了。It
says in John chapter 21 that after the Lord's resurrection, the apostles went back to fishing.
特别是彼得在那里说，我回去打鱼，然后门徒们说，我们也跟你而去。And
21 verse 3 it says, Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. And all the rest of the apostles said, we will come with you. And the Bible records that night they didn't catch anything. And then when dawn came, the Lord Jesus appeared to them again. And the Lord Jesus asked them, do you have anything to eat yet?
门徒们他们说没有。
And the apostle said no.
因为他们那一天没有打到什么鱼,
because that night they didn't catch anything.
所以主耶稣就对他们说,你们把网撒在船的右边。
And so Lord Jesus told them, you know, cast your net on the right hand side of the boat.
他们就照着主的话呢,把网撒在船右边, 就打上来有153条的大鱼。
And so they cast the net on the right side and they caught
153
large fish.
结果网没有破,
and the net didn't break.
所以在那仍然是一个神迹,
and so there was a miracle.
结果等到他们上岸的时候,
and when they came to the shore,
他们看见主预备在那有炭火,上面有鱼有饼,
that the Lord had started a fire and there was fish and bread.
主就对他们说, 来吃早饭,
and he says, come and eat breakfast.
等到他们吃过饭以后,
and after they eaten,
主耶稣在那里三次问彼得说,
there, the Lord Jesus asked Peter three times,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
每次讲到 你爱我的时候，主耶稣底下呢是说你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊。
And after each time, Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus replied to them, "Tend my lambs."
所以很显然，彼得写这些话的时候，他就想到那一天主耶稣怎样的吩咐他说：“你要喂养我的小羊，牧养我的羊。”
So in writing this book, this chapter, Peter was probably thinking back to that time when the Lord told him, "Tend my sheep, shepherd my sheep." This is Peter's experience. This is an experience that no other apostle has. So in his books, Peter specifically talked about the flock of the Lord. Because this is a burden that was given to him. This is the flock of God.
神所拯救的人,
so that all of the people saved by the Lord, God's children,
是神的羊,
we are the flock of God, we belong to the Lord. These are people that have been redeemed at great cost back to the Lord.
所以当彼得说你爱我吗?
So when the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
主没有说,
he didn't ask, "How do you love me?"
他底下只是说,
he just replied, "Tend my lamb."
So,
so what does it mean to love the Lord?
爱主就是牧养神的羊,
to love the Lord is to shepherd
牧,
his sheep. To love the Lord is demonstrated through serving the brothers and sisters.
所以爱主有一个实际的行动,
so loving the Lord has this verb, this action behind it.
主耶稣不是说你要怎样表现你的爱,
the Lord doesn't ask us, "How will you express your love?" He very clearly tells us, "You must shepherd."
So, Peter in here commands these people to serve the Lord, "You must shepherd God's sheep."
So, Peter here asks the elders to shepherd the flock of God. These sheep doesn't belong to them. These sheep belong to God. They are God's sheep.
是神把他们拯救回来，把他们救赎回来一般人。
These are the people that the Lord has saved and redeemed. So God's children today don't belong to a particular person or a particular. They are, we all belong to the Lord. God redeemed us at a great price.
所以后面讲说不要来瑕疵他们。 不要瑕疵他们,
在, it says don't oppress them.
那么怎么样来牧养神的羊群呢?
So how should we shepherd God's sheep?
他说按着神的旨意来照管他们。
This is according to the will of God.
所以彼得在这很清楚, 让我们可以看见, 怎样来服侍神的儿女们, 怎样服侍教会。
So the Lord tells us how to serve God's sheep, his church.
乃是照了神的旨意,
says according to the will of God.
乃是说神在这些群羊身上有一个旨意,
that there is a will for God's sheep here.
所以这些牧羊群羊的人, 他们要知道神的旨意是什么。
So those who shepherd God's sheep must know
this purpose. 他们要明白神的旨意是什么。
They have to understand what God's
purpose is. 然后他们照着神的旨意来牧养神的羊群。
And by the will of God, they would shepherd the sheep.
所以在这很重要看见，当我们在服事里面，不是根据我们的想法，不是根据我们的意见。
So when we serve, it's not according to our own thinking, our own will.
我们还是看见到底神的旨意是什么。
But to find out what exactly is God's
will. 我们怎么明白神的旨意呢? 我们怎么知道神的旨意是什么呢?
How do we know what God's will is?
我们必须回到神的话里面。
We must return to God's word.
到底神的话是怎么说的? 神话是站在怎么样教导我们的?
What does the word of God say? How does it teach us?
我们要常常来到神面前来寻求，来仰望他，好叫他的旨意能够显明在我们里面。
We must come back to the word to seek the Lord and see what He has to say to us.
所以我们看见服事是一件非常严肃的事情。
So we see that serving is a very serious thing.
不是照着我们的意思在服事神。
It is not according to our own will.
我们只是按着神的旨意。
We can only serve according to God's will.
因为神拯救我们，神在我们身上有一个永远的旨意。
Because God has an eternal purpose for us.
神怎样叫我们这些蒙恩的儿女在地上怎样的过生活，怎样服侍他。
He has a will for us how we should live and how we should serve Him.
神有他的旨意，他这个旨意也在那显明出来，表明出来了。
And His will is being revealed to us.
就借他话已经启示出来了。
His word has already explained.
所以神要那些牧养神教会服侍神教会的人，他们必须要从神话里面来明白神的旨意是什么。
So those who shepherd God's sheep, they have to read God's word to understand what His will is.
所以这是我们每一个服侍神的人一个基本很重要一个态度。
So this is a very basic an attitude that all the people who serve If we don't know God's will, how can we serve the church and His
people?
If we don't know God's will, we will use our own will or some ideas from the world to serve the church. We know that the result of this is that we cannot please the Lord. And so the Sermon on the Mount tells us that only those who live according to the will of the Lord can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以保罗说，你们要按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。So
it's exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。And
not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
感谢神，彼得在这里也让我们可以看见。Thank
the Lord that Peter here.
我们一面照着神的旨意，在牧养服侍神的教会。We
can see that. On one hand, we are according to God's will, we are shepherding.
我们在那里服侍，乃是甘心乐意的服侍。
We have to serve voluntarily.
不是勉强，也不是出于贪心。
Not under compulsion or for gain.
就是说，不是借着服侍，想要从人当中得到一些什么东西。
It's not that through our service we want to receive something from among men.
但很可惜，我们常常在服侍里面，好像盼望从神恩当中有所得着。
Unfortunately, many people who serve seem to want something from among God's children. That if we don't receive what we want, we will feel that we have suffered.
我们想要得着什么呢?
And what is it that we want?
我们服侍常常想要得到人的称赞，得到人的感谢。
People who serve often want, maybe
得到人的好感。
Praise or thanks or good
feeling.以致我们有这样心思的时候，好像在服侍里面就有一些偏差，就服侍就有些偏差。So
the people who serve in this manner, they may see some conflict.
所以彼得他说，我们的服侍应该是出于甘心的，甘心乐意的，不是出于勉强的。So
it says those who serve should not do so under compulsion.
那就是我们服侍。 动机、目的，做非常单纯的、非常清洁的一种服侍。
So that the source of our service should be very pure.
就是要让神的旨意能够成就在神的百姓当中。
That the will of God may be accomplished among
the people. 也要借着服侍把他们带到神的旨意里面，叫他们知道如何在地上过寄居客旅的生活。
So that through their service, that they may be able to live as strangers or aliens in the land.
所以我想这是服侍上一个非常重要的一个态度。So
I think it's a very important attitude in service.
并且要做群羊的榜样。And
also to be an example for the entire flock.
就是说这些牧羊群羊的这些人，他们必须要走在群羊的前头。So
these shepherds have to walk at the front of the flock.
我想牧人他牧羊群羊的时候，他总是走在前头，带领群羊走前面的道路。
I think the shepherd, when he's leading the flock, he has to walk at the front so they can all follow him.
所以在这些，所以在这里，让我们可以看见这些做长老、这些服侍的人，他们自己必须要走在前头。So
these elders who are shepherding the flock, they themselves have to walk in the front.
他们必须要好好追求认识主，咱们爱主，热心服侍。They
have to, pursue the Lord, love the Lord, and seek the Lord.
他们不是瑕疵，他们乃是在那里成为一个引导者。They
have to be an example to follow.
因为他们自己本身也是跟随主脚中的一般人。Because
they themselves are following the footsteps of the Lord.
主的脚中是什么脚中？And
what are the Lord's footsteps?
主的脚中乃是要受苦的脚中，是一个十字架载入的一个 道路。
The Lord's path is one of suffering that leads to the cross.
主耶稣来到地上的时候, 就是为了成就父的旨意。
The Lord came down to satisfy God's will.
他才受辱受苦, 他才学习顺服。
And through his suffering, he learned obedience.
所以当我们在服侍的时候, 我们也愿意过这样的生活, 走这样的道路。
And so, if we follow him, we have to follow in the same path.
我们自己也真是愿意走在主这条窄路上。
And we have to follow in the same narrow path of the Lord.
我们愿意跟随主的脚中走。
And we're willing to follow in his footsteps.
我们要在那里学习有个受苦的心智。
We have to learn to have this heart of suffering.
让神的百姓也看见，有一班人，他们走在我们前面，他们是这样走的，他们是这样跟随主的。
So the people of God can see, you know, there's this group of people that follow the Lord and they walk in
this
way. And they were willing to walk the same path.
So, 弟兄姊妹, 这是一条不容易的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very difficult path.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他说, 有一天牧长显现的时候呢, 他们就要得到那永远不衰残的冠冕。
Thank the Lord that it says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
若是人在那服侍的时候是这样的服侍,
that the people who serve in this manner.
是这样按着神的旨意在那服侍,
and they serve according to the will of God.
是在那里甘心乐意的在服侍,
and they serve voluntarily.
是在那里正是自己也是走在这一条主的道路上来跟从主的一般人。
And these are the people that walk in the same footsteps as the Lord.
因为成了群羊的榜样。
And they are following, they're giving an example for the rest of the flock.
那看见这一般服侍的人, 我们这些服侍神的人, 的确是走在主的道路上。
We see that these people who are serving are walking in the path of the Lord.
有一天当主显现的时候,
one day when the Lord appears,
他说牧长显现的时候,
it says when the chief shepherd appears,
我们要得到那永远不衰残的冠冕,
we will receive this unfading crown of glory.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主耶稣他不仅是好牧人喂养舍命,
not only is the Lord the good shepherd and gave his life for the sheep,
他也是大牧人牧养一生的道路。
He is also the chief shepherd who guides us our entire lives.
所以在这里讲到牧长,这位大牧人有一天要显现,有一天要来到地上。
It says here that this chief shepherd will one day appear and come back to this earth.
所以说在约翰福音第十章那里告诉我们说,好牧人喂养舍命。
The Lord says, you know, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
希伯来书13章那里告诉我们说,主耶稣他从死里复活就成为群羊的大牧人。
It says in Hebrews chapter 13, when he was brought up from the dead, he became the great shepherd of the sheep.
彼得在这里告诉我们他是那个牧长。
And here Peter tells us, Lord is the chief shepherd.
我们知道诗篇里面23篇是许多人所喜欢的一首诗歌。
We know that Psalm 23 is a psalm that a lot of people enjoy very much.
在诗篇23篇之前22篇,
Before Psalm 23 and Psalm 22,
头一句话讲说，我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
It says, it begins, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
诗篇22篇讲到主耶稣他是好牧人，喂养舍命。
Psalm 22 talks about the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd who is shepherding his
sheep. 23章讲到他是从死里复活，成为那个大牧人，那牧养一生的道路。
In Psalm 23, it's after he's resurrected, he's become the chief shepherd and he's shepherding us our entire lives.
在那里作诗说, 耶和华是我牧者, 我不致缺乏。
So David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
然后从第二节到第六节就讲到这位大牧人, 怎样牧养我们, 叫我们不至于缺乏。
So in verses 2 to 6, David tells us how this great shepherd shepherds us, that we should have no want.
他使我安歇在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
领我到可, 安歇的水边。
He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
因为你与我同在,
I fear no evil.
你的杖,你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff,
这是大卫的经历。
This is David's experience.
所以在诗篇23篇里面一再讲到说，他使我怎么样？
So in Psalm 23, David always says he causes me, you know, to.
大卫在经历到这个大牧人是怎样牧养他一生、带领他一生的脚步。
He knows how the great shepherd has shepherded him.
供应他所有需要, 以至于他不知缺乏,
that he has provided all that David needs and David has no want.
所以弟兄姊妹, 诗篇23篇不只是大卫个人的诗,
so Psalm 23 isn't just David's.
我们每一个人也有应该自己的诗篇23篇。
But each and every one of us should have our own Psalm 23.
因为我们每一个人也可以在那边向大卫说，耶和华是我牧者，我不知缺乏。
Because each of us can, like David, say, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
神是所有，这个大牧人是所有群羊的牧人。
This is the shepherd of all of the sheep.
这是每一个人和主之间和这牧人有直接的关系。
This is the relationship of every sheep to the shepherd.
所以每一个人都能够做出像大卫这样，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So every one of us can say, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
诗篇24篇。
When we come to Psalm 24,
就讲到这个牧长要显现。
When it talks about the shepherd, that is to appear.
所以诗篇24篇在那里说，众城门啊，你们要打开。
So in verse 7 it says, "Lift up your heads, O gate."
永远的门户啊，你们要举起来。
And be lifted up, O ancient doors.
荣耀君王要进来。That
the King of Glory may come in.
就是讲到有一天牧长，他有一天要再来。
It says, one day the shepherd will return.
感谢神，有一天这个牧长显现的时候，这些牧人，这些在教会里面，在神的儿女当中，服侍神儿女的这一班牧人。
We thank the Lord that when the chief shepherd appears, those that are shepherding the sheep.
当牧长显现的时候，他们要得到永不衰残的冠冕。
When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
他们所受苦带来一个结果。
The result of their suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在神家服侍，都是有这样的服侍的话。
So brothers and sisters, if in our service we have this experience,
自然而然牧长显现的时候，我们就可以得到那永远的冠冕。
Naturally, when the chief shepherd appears, we also will receive this.
他是牧长。
He is the chief shepherd.
所以我们这些在地上学习服侍的，我们不过是一个小小的牧人就是了。
Because he is the chief shepherd, all of us who are shepherding his sheep are just and we are learning how to serve God's
children.
So we have to listen to the chief shepherd. In the Old Testament times, among the priests, there was a chief priest. So all the priests have to listen to the commands of the chief priest.
按着大祭司的心意，在服侍，在那献祭，在那把神的儿女带到神的百姓当中。
Under the leading of the chief priest, they would, you know, serve, offer sacrifices, and bring God's children, God's people before the Lord.
感谢神，主耶稣他是那个大祭司。
We thank the Lord that our Lord Jesus is that chief high priest.
他是常年在神的面前，父人面前为我们祈求，不住的祷告。
And he is never ceasingly praying and interceding for us before the Lord.
他体恤我们。
He is upholding us.
要借他服侍，把我们一同带到父人面前。
And through his service, he's bringing us before God.
那我们在那里可以得到父的恩典和怜悯。
And we can experience the Father's mercy and grace.
也借着服侍，把我们带到神面前，与他有联合。
And through our service, we can be united with the Lord.
这是旧约祭司的服侍。
This is the service of the Old Testament.
同样，今天我们在教会，在地上服侍也是一样。
And likewise today, in our service today,
我们当按着神的旨意，在牧养神的群羊的时候。
In God's will, as we serve His flock.
不仅把他们一同带到神面前来，一同在那里蒙恩典。
Not only do we bring him bring all the people before the Lord,
that
all the God's people can have this close fellowship and relationship with the Lord. I think this is the purpose of service. The service is not just some outward thing that we do. Service is to bring all of us together before the Lord. To be connected with God and Lord Jesus, to have the fullness of Christ's life. This is the encouragement that Peter has given to those elders. And it can also be said that it is an encouragement for all of God's
people.
Because everyone in the Lord's household has
their own service.
They all have their own place.
所以每一个人都是在那照神的旨意，在那照管他们，都是甘心乐意的服侍。
So everyone who serves should serve willingly.
他们服侍就能得到主的一个喜悦。
And their service would then be pleasing to the Lord.
当有一天牧长显现，主再来的时候，他们要得到奖赏，他们得到主的称赞。
And when the chief shepherd appears, they will receive their reward, the praise of the Lord.
那第五节，彼得又重新讲到另外一件事情。
In verse 5, Peter talks another.
讲到顺服。
He talks about.
讲到顺服。
Faithfulness.
不是顺服,
obedience. Right.
我想顺服在第二章已经讲过了。
I think in chapter 2,
在第二章一开头就告诉我们说，当我们在地上过居居客旅的时候，头一件事你就要学习顺服。
So the first thing we have to learn when we're living as strangers in this world,
要为主的缘故，要顺服人一切之徒。
为主的缘故十三节，第二章十三节。 Chapter 2, verse 13. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake. To every human institution.
18节说要凡事存敬畏心顺服我们肉身的主人。
And 18, servants be submissive to your masters.
第三章说要顺服自己的丈夫。
And in chapter 3, you know, wives be submissive to your own husband.
到第五章在这里说，年幼要顺服年长的。
In verse 5, you younger men likewise be subject to your elders.
这个顺服在彼得前书里面也是一个主要的一个主题。
Because obedience is also an important subject in 1 Peter.
所以在我们寄居客旅的生活当中，这个顺服是一再要学习的。So
obedience is something that we have to learn through.
也是一个很重要的一个学习。And
it's also a very important.
在这里讲到说，年幼要顺服年长的。Says
you young men likewise be subject to your elders.
这里讲到生命前后次序的问题。So
this talks about an order of life.
我们知道神是一个有秩序的神。
We know that the Lord is a God of order.
神从物质的创造里面，在这个宇宙里面，在自然界里面设立许多自然律。
We know that through God's creation, He has made manifest several natural laws.
地上也有各种的制度。
And there are systems, you know, in the world as well.
我想在神的家，神也给教会有一些的属灵原则和秩序的一个定规。And
so the Lord in His church has also established this order.
我们看见旧约里面神为什么颁布律法典章，这些设立都是要叫人照着神所设立的这一切，能够在那有一个很好的运作。
So in the Lord in the Old Testament, you know, gave out laws so that the society would have.
当神的百姓照着神所设立在那边生活的时候，自然就显出一个正常光景，就一个好的表现出来。So
when God's people followed the laws of the Lord, they lived they would naturally live and provide a good.
所以，当我们在生活在侍奉里面照着神所定规的，我们在那边。 生服侍的时候，就显出神的一个性情出来。
So if we likewise follow the Lord's will in our service, we would produce a good.
就能见证神的性情，他是一个有秩序的神。
And we'll testify that of this part of God's character that He's a God of order.
所以在这里讲到年幼的要顺服年长的，这是一个生命前后秩序的问题。
So you younger men likewise be subject to your elders. This is a matter of order.
不是属灵不属灵的问题，不是地位高低的问题。
This is not, you know, an issue of spirituality.
这是神的一个安排。
This is,
这是神的一个安排。
It is an arrangement of the Lord.
所以人若是照着神所安排的那个次序去行的话，那里他们就知道怎么样该顺服。
So if we are faithful to this arrangement, we would know how to serve the Lord.
他们才能够在这个生活里面来表明，把神自己这样一个性情把它显出来。
And they would express a character of the Lord.
你知道那个倪弟兄他曾经讲过他的一些见证。
You know that Brother Watchman Nee has shared his testimony before.
他说他在教会里面呢服侍的时候，常常跟个弟兄呢，在配搭上意见有时候会有些不同。
That when he is serving He might have some differences of opinion with other brothers and sisters.
那个弟兄大概大他一岁还是两岁。
So he had a different opinion with a particular brother, and that brother was older than him by 1 or 2 years.
当他们在服事上有一些不同意见的时候, 那个弟兄最后总分出来说,连长了,连要父母连长了。
And so when their disagreement got to the point where they couldn't work it out, this brother would say, you know, he would bring out this point, the younger must be subject to your elders.
的确这是神的话。
True, this is God's word.
是林弟兄没话说。
So Brother Washman had no answer.
即使他认为他有道理, 他觉得他自己的意见应该是比较好的。
Even though he felt that his point of view had a good reasoning, and it might have a better outcome.
So he
had some complaints that he gave to an elder sister.
And
that elder sister is Barbara.
他说为什么每一次意见不同的时候总是我要听他的呢?
So he said to her, you know, why is it that every time we have a disagreement, I have to listen to him?
我是有道理的啊,那个弟兄没有道理啊, 我的方法, 我那些讲话应该是比较好一点的。
You know, I have a good reason, and you know, my method should be better than his.
我们老姊妹也没有多说什么。
And so this elder sister also didn't say very much.
他就说你是顺服吧, 因为他比你年长。
You should be subject to your elders, because he's older than you.
然后又和又在服事里面又跟他弟兄意见不合的时候，他又跑到这个连长姊妹面前又讲这件事情。
So the next time they had a disagreement, Brother Washman also went back to this elder sister and complained again.
那姊妹跟人家说，连幼就顺服连长了。And
so the sister once again said, the younger must be subject to the elder.
那几次来到这个姊妹面前的时候。
And so after several times of coming before this elder sister,
那姊妹就对他讲。
This elder sister finally told him.
他说你到现在还不知道什么叫十字架功课吗?
You still haven't learned the lesson of the cross?
当姊妹这样讲的话呢，弟兄就服下来了。
And once the sister said this, our brother
just服下来了。
Submitted himself.
但是很奇妙的。It's
very amazing.
当弟兄这样学习顺服下来的时候。
When our brother learned to submit himself,
又在服事里面跟这个弟兄又意见不合的时候,
the next time they had a disagreement with this brother,
那弟兄说, 哎, 那就还是照你的方法吧, 听你的, 就听你弟兄方法。
The brother finally said, oh, fine, we'll go with your way.
所以我们可以看见彼得在这里来告诉我们,
so Peter here tells us,
学习顺服不是凭着道理,
that learning obedience isn't according to the logic.
服在神所安排这个次序里面,
but to fall under the arrangement set by the Lord.
他的确比我早出生一年两年。
He is only older than me by 1 or 2 years.
也许他许多方面不如我。
And maybe he is in many aspects not as good as I am.
但是神的话的确说连幼要顺服年长的。
But the Bible tells us that the younger should be subject to the elders. This is God's word. So we have to come back to God's word and see what the Bible tells us. We thank the Lord. He continues on to say,
就是你们众也都要用谦卑，以谦卑素要彼此顺服。
And all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
不仅连幼要顺服连长的。
Not only does the younger have to be subject to the elders,
主在这里说，你们众人也要彼此顺服。
All of you clothe yourselves with humility.
所以不仅年幼顺服，年长了在那也要学习顺服。
Not only will the younger have to be obedient to the elders also have to learn to be obedient.
所以神的话是非常平衡的。
So God's word is very fair.
神是一个有智慧的神。
God is the God of wisdom.
他让我们在学习这顺服上面。 甚至在生命里面学习到底什么是顺服。
He teaches us how to be obedient.
有时候的确在 这个事情上, 年幼就是顺服,没有什么话可说。
In some manners, if you're younger, you just have to be obedient.
不是谁的道理好,谁的道理对。
There's nothing to do with who's reasoning is right or good.
但是也让我们可以看见,即使一个做连长的,
but we see that the elders also have to learn how to be obedient. In their own lives, they also have to learn how to be obedient.
不是因为自己年纪大一点,好像就可以什么都人家听他的。
It's not because they're a little older than everyone has to listen to what they say.
他必须在生命里面来学习这样属灵的功课。
In their lives, they have to learn the spiritual lesson. How can we learn to have this humility toward one another?
谦卑素养,
to clothe yourselves with humility.
用谦卑来约束自己,
to clothe yourselves with humility.
这是主耶稣的榜样,
this is the example of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣他以神同等,
He was equal to God the Father, but he did not consider this equality with the Lord something to be grasped. He humbled himself. He gave up himself. He stood in the place of a son to be faithful to the Father's will. And he was faithful to the point of death, even death upon the cross. This is the path of the Lord, the example. So as we are living as sojourners and aliens in this world, we learn how Lord Jesus learned to be obedient. That through suffering, he learned obedience.
That
show the beauty of the life that he had. The life.
也就是因着主的顺服, obedience.
And that by his obedience, we
以至于主的因着主的顺服，我们今天神的旨意才能成就。
And through his obedience, that God's will can be
accomplished.
That today we have a path to which to walk.
彼得说你们众人也要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服。
It says, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
为什么要用谦卑束腰来顺服呢?
Why should we clothe ourselves with humility toward one another?
因为底下告诉我们,
he continues to say,
为什么神这样吩咐?
Why did the Lord command
this?
Because the Lord wants to give grace to us.
因为神只赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
Because the Lord gives grace to only those who are humble. God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The Lord wants us to learn humility because he gives grace to the humble.
学习顺服的话,
so if someone can't learn to be humble, the grace of the Lord
人在骄傲, 人在觉得自己好像不错了不起的时候,
if someone thinks of himself as you know better or than everyone else, then the grace of the Lord will not come upon them. So pride is a problem that many of us have faced. The Lord has a lot of grace to give to us.
问题是我们是不是能够成为这样一种人呢?
But the problem is, can we be this kind of person?
神告诉我们有一条路,
the Lord tells us there is a path.
是谦卑的路,
and it's a path of humility.
当一个人这么谦卑,束腰, 愿意在学习, 服在神大人的手下的时候,
if we can clothe ourselves with humility and place ourselves under the Lord's hand,
时候到神要叫他们升高,
when the time comes, the Lord will cause us to be raised up.
正如主耶稣基督一样,
like the Lord Jesus himself.
他在地上谦卑, 在那里过地上的生活, 顺服父的旨意,
that the Lord Jesus lived a life of humility.
顺乎神所量给他的各种反应,各种的遭遇。
And he went through all of the situations
that the Lord faced in his life.
Placed himself under the God's hand.
当有一天时候到的时候,
and then that one day came.
他从死与复活,升上高天,就坐在至高者的右边,他得到尊贵的荣耀。
When he was raised from the dead, and he's now seated at the right hand side of God the Father, and he's received all the glory.
高举他,
the Lord lifted him up, raised him up.
这是主的道路,
this is the Lord's path.
这也是我们在地上要走的一个道路,
this is also the path that we have to walk
在我,
on earth today.
基督徒生活里面虽然经历不多, 但是我的确看见一些人的情形。
Even though in my life I don't have a lot of experience, I have seen experience in other brothers and sisters. See, some people, they start off their Christian life very well, and the grace of the Lord is upon them.
但是慢慢人里面那个肉体, 那个骄傲出来的时候,
But when in their flesh, the pride comes out.
神的恩典就停顿下来,
the grace of the Lord stops.
甚至到了地步几乎是堕落了,
it comes to the point that they are even fallen.
我知道有个弟兄从前在我年轻的时候在我们那个团体里面大家都公认他是一个接班人。
So there was a brother that in my youth when he was in our congregation, a lot, everyone considered him to be
他有恩赐, 有口才, 圣经读得非常好, 有亮光,
He's well spoken and he had a lot of wisdom and his words helped a lot of people.
但是慢慢的看见他那种那个不好的光景就出来了。
But slowly, when we're looking at him, these bad aspects came.
看人好像都是好像眼睛都不看人，都看天的。
That when he looked at people, he didn't really look at them. He was you know, looking down upon them.
后来多年前，我听到一个连长弟兄讲到他的情形的时候，我真是很惊讶。
And so one of the elder brothers was talking about him.
落到这个光景。
And he came to this point.
犯了很大的罪。
He committed a great sin.
属灵的功用完全是没有了。
And the work of the Spirit was entirely
曾经大家公认说这个实在是以后是教会这个带领的连长已经把这个责任托付给他的一个人。
And this is someone that we had thought that the elders would give great responsibility to.
最后怎么落到那个光景底下？
How did he come to this point?
只有一个原因就是人的骄傲，人的自义。
I think that the only explanation is the pride and the self-will.
今天我们也看到有些神的儿女也是一样。
We see today many brothers are the same.
的确，刚开头时候属灵追求各方面都非常不错。
In the beginning, their spiritual pursuit was very good.
非常有长进。
And they were very reverent.
但是慢慢为什么那个长进忽然慢下来，甚至停顿下来了呢？
And how did their growth, you know, slow down and come to a stop?
就是因为在这里彼得所说的不会谦卑。
And it's because, as Peter says here, they could not humble themselves.
虽然也是在服侍，好像也在那边，好像外面没有什么太多改变。
Even though in their service outwardly there doesn't seem to be very much change.
但人会看见这个人领受停顿在那里的。
But people can see that you know their growth has stopped.
这个人生命好像也停顿在那里的。
Their life seems to have stopped there.
因为神恩典不能够继续临到他身上。
Because God's grace cannot come upon them.
所以彼得才劝我们说，我们要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because the Lord says, "All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble."
最后彼得提到，我们在地上是有忧虑的。
And finally, Peter tells us that
我们在地上是有忧虑的，是我也是。We
may have worries on
感谢神，他说你们要将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。It
says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you."
的确，我们是生活在这个地上，我们许多各方面的忧虑常常压倒我们。
That in our lives today, there are many worries in all different portions of our lives.
成为我们重担，让不能够好好过居居客旅的生活。
And that they become a burden to us, and they prevent us from living as sojourners and aliens.
但是神在这里应许，我们说可以把一切的忧虑。It
says here that we can cast all of our anxiety on Him.
卸给他。
We can give Him all.
因为他是那天天背负我们重担的神。
Because He is the Lord who daily bears our burdens.
他顾念我们，不过是出于尘土。
He cares for us.
顾念我们，不过是出于尘土，出于大。
He cares for us more than just as, even though we came out from the dust.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are His children.
他顾念我们。
He cares for us.
所以主耶稣也说，你们不要为明天忧虑吃什么穿什么。
He says, so the Bible tells us, don't worry about what you will eat or what you will wear.
这些是外邦人所求的。
These are the things that the Gentiles pursue.
你们要先求他国他义。
First seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
这一切天上父会赐给你们。
And all these other things, the Lord The Heavenly Father will give you.
主是说这样预许，这样说就是叫我们不要为明天忧虑。
the Lord promises and says this so that we will not worry about tomorrow.
那我们看见他是信实的主。
See that He is faithful.
他负责我们在地上过生活的所需要。
And He is responsible for all of our daily needs.
我们所需要、所要追求呢，是他自己。
And so what we need to pursue is the Lord Himself.
因为地上不过是暂时，有一天都要过去。
Because this world is temporary and will one day pass.
我们所要得着呢，是那永远不休产、不衰产的一个基业。
What we are pursuing is an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, not fading.
这是我们盼望中所要得着的。
This is what we hope to receive.
并且有一天要成全应验在我们身上。
And one day it will be accomplished. So we have to place all of our anxieties and burdens upon Him. Finally, it says, be of sober spirit. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone
to devour.
We see that in our walk with the Lord that there is an adversary.
他要吞吃我们,
and He wants to swallow
us.
That we would not be able to live a life as a sojourner in
the world.
He's looking for
an opportunity.
Who will be His food?
当他找到食物的时候,
and when He finds His food, He will just swallow us whole.
所以我们必须要谨守，我们要警醒。
We have to be of sober spirit and alert. To know that our lives today will not be easy. When we are alert and of sober spirit, we will not be food in the mouth of our adversary. And with faith, we will oppose him and flee from him. And through faith, we can live as strangers in
the world.
And with our firm faith, we will oppose him. Knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren. We thank the Lord that many saints have already walked this path. And that through many saints have, through suffering, have entered into glory.
这是我们榜样, 他们所经过脚中, 也是我们要学习走的脚中。
This is the example they've set for us, and we have to follow in their footsteps.
感谢神，那赐诸般恩典的神，他在基督里面召我们，他永远荣耀，叫我们战胜苦难以后，必要亲自成全我们。
We thank the Lord that He will one day perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish us.
我们感谢神，战胜苦难以后，他成全我们。
That after we have suffered for a little while, He will perfect us.
叫我们这个人能够完全无瑕疵，能够站立在他面前。
That we may be perfect and blameless to stand before Him.
感谢主，这是彼得给我们信息。
Thank the Lord that this is the message that Peter has given to us.
聚居的人,
that we are a people who are dwelling here as strangers.
我们是有盼望的人。
And we have this living hope.
我们要得到将来永远的基业。
That we will receive an eternal inheritance.
所以我们在地上过聚居客的时候。
So as we live as strangers and aliens, we will live according to God's will. And that in His will, we will serve Him and please Him. Now one day when the Lord appears, we will receive the unfading crown of glory. We will receive.
那意思就是说，若是我们前面彼得所说的那件服事的光景，那生活态度所带来的结果是必然的，一定会成就的。
So that if we can do the things that Peter mentioned before, this thing must occur, will occur.
这是神的话，这是神的应许。
This is God's word, this is His promise.
感谢神，我们信心都建立在神的话语根基上。
We thank the Lord that our faith is on the word of God.
有一天他照着他的话要应验成就在我们这些属他的人身上。
And that His word one day will be accomplished among His people.
我们讲到这里，请弟兄们做结束祷告。
This concludes our sharing with our brother. Conclude in a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us your word.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
That though we may suffer now,
虽然我们现在有经历苦难，
you have given us this hope of glory.
但是你给我们这样的盼望。
This eternal glory in Christ.
我们在基督里面有永恒的生命。
So Lord, may you teach us to submit to others.
主，求你来教导我们。
Out of submission to you.
能够顺服于你。
And Lord, may we humble ourselves each and every day so we can follow you.
主，教导我们能够每天能够谦卑，能够来跟从你。
And we may receive more of your grace to live this sojourner's life.
主，求你啊，让我们有更多的恩典来过我们的生活。
We thank you, Lord, and we praise you.
感谢主，我们赞美你。
And we just want to pray all this in your Son's most holy name.
我们这些祷告赞美是奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Okay, so thank the Lord for his word.